The Overcome Today podcast aims to encourage, inspire, and empower through real life stories. My prayer is that when you listen to each episode, you're pointed to Jesus, who loves you with an everlasting love. Remember, your story has power, and when you share it, it can help someone know that they're not doing life alone. But most of all, that navigating life without Christ is pointless. Hello, overcomers. I'm back. Oh my God, I can't believe it's been 8 months since I last put out an episode. That's the longest, by the way, that I've been away from this podcast. Weh. But it's good to be back. Here, I have lots to tell y'all. I have lots to tell you. And so much to catch up on. The past 8 months have been quite the roller coaster. But let me just start from the top so that I take you guys through this journey. So on October 1st, 2023, On 1st October 2022, that's last year, I was diagnosed with hypertension. Now, for those who may not know, it's a chronic condition where your blood pressure is way higher than normal. Have you ever gone to doctors and then they're like, "Aye, your blood pressure is high." Now mine, it's like, you know, I had consistent high readings throughout the year. So the fact that they didn't go down, you know, it's one of those that you go and you're like, "Oh, your pressure is high." You're like, "Oh, maybe because I was running here or I was in a rush." But even in moments when I was just chill, the readings were really high. So they concluded at that point that I was hypertensive. So I did quite a number of tests to figure out the root cause. They do a lipid test, thyroid. They check your heart, your kidneys, your liver. Like, it's a lot. But my vitals were all okay and very normal. Thank God. I truly thank God. So the doctor concluded that this was genetic. I had inherited this from my dad because my dad had hypertension when he was still alive. Now, that first diagnosis, or that moment when I was told that, it broke me. I don't know how to explain it. And I know some people may think, but you're not told you have cancer, you're not told you have some, you know, life-threatening disease. It did break me. And I think it's because I had lived in denial for so long. You know, as I told you, I had quite a number of high readings throughout the year. So this diagnosis really cut deep. And I've always been fairly healthy. I haven't had any major issues, I think, since I was a child. And I also don't consider myself a health freak. Yeah, I love to eat healthy. Of course, there are moments, very many moments, when, you know, the fried foods and the salty foods can get my way. But, you know, generally, exercise, no offense, is not my thing. I prefer to walk. So I've not really had any major health scares. However, after a few months, I'll be honest, it took me time to, you know, settle in and really understand what this was about. I just took it as a sign that I really need to take care of my health. And since stress is a major contribution to, you know, or contributor to high blood pressure readings, I had to put a stop to the many things that I was doing at the time. So first I said, let me take a break from the podcast. And then I took a break from many other things at work. I slowed down a bit. I also eased off on some tasks in ministry. So I had to prioritize rest, and I still do to this day. And I'll soon be touching on this hustle culture of our day and time in a totally different episode, because that's an astoro. Anywho, fast forward to this year, and weh, you know, though you just think like, okay, things have been tough, but they'll ease up. Weh, yeah. So my family and I have gone through a lot, and still are going through a lot of financial struggles. And I think this is something that has hit very many of us. You know, the cost of living has gone up since COVID. If you're in Kenya, don't get me started, yeah, on, you know, this whole finance bill that thank God has been put on hold, but, you know, may perhaps just, you know, be passed through. Like, things don't look like they're going to ease up anytime soon. If anything, the cost of living looks like it's getting higher. And, you know, at that point earlier on in the year, I was wondering, God, are you punishing us for something? Like, yo, this is the hardest time we've gone through as a family. And let me be honest, if I did this episode in February, I think I would have been very bitter and complaining throughout. Like, you guys, this would not be those encourage, inspire, empower. It would just be a rant for days. And so it has taken me 6 months to see God in all this. Actually more than a year in total when I look back. And I'm so glad that I decided to get back to the podcast at this time. And I wouldn't want you to take forever to see God in the picture, no matter what you're going through. And that's why I want to share my story now, or rather to also share what he's teaching me. I just want to also let you know, by the way, nothing has changed in terms of my situation. So I'm still in the wilderness, but my perspective has shifted. And that's what I'll be sharing in the coming weeks. If you're a believer, you've heard of the word lament. There's a whole book in the Bible with a word in it, Lamentations. And, you know, but do we really understand what to lament really means? Perhaps we see our anger, our cries of disappointment, our complaints, our grumbling to God as lament. Now, for the most part of this year, I was crying out to God in anger, bitterness, and pain. I'd ask him, God, where are you in all this? Like, hello, you know, I'm not seeing you, I'm not hearing you. And even when he would do good things, because he is a good God, no matter what, I'd miss out on it because I was so blinded by my anger, by my pain, by my current situation. So in June, at our home church in Nairobi Chapel in Bakassi, which my husband leads, and I'm sure he'll be so happy to hear that when I say that, he was speaking on fighting to finish faithfully. And this is based on the verse by Paul that, you know, I have fought the good fight of faith. I have finished the race and now awaits a crown of righteousness for me. But he was basing it on the book of Job. And it was at that point, it's like at that point my ears opened and my heart finally opened to hear and receive from God. I really can't explain it. But I looked at the life of Job and how he reacted to all that happened to him. And you know, we see it in the book that at no point did he ever curse God. Because of course, the devil told God that, you know, you've blessed this guy, I'm sure he'll just curse you and, you know, die. But God knew that he wouldn't. And even if his wife asked him to, you know, just curse God and die, dude didn't. And God knew that because when you see in Job chapter 1 verse 1, in the land of Uz, there lived a man whose name was Job. This man was blameless and upright. He feared God and shunned evil. Yo, like God is saying, you guy, this my guy is blameless and upright. Where? So we see Job's character even before he went through the suffering. And so as I read the book and how he responded to his friends, you know, I encourage you to read the book. I noticed that as much as Job was in pain, the way he was lamenting to God was very different from what I knew or what I thought was lament. I don't know how to explain it, but I encourage you to really read the book to see it. Of course, he was human. Of course, he wasn't entirely correct in all he said. And no wonder God had to, you know, set him straight with his friends. But I noticed the way he cried out to God was so godly, if there's such a term. It was just, you know, there's a way he did it. And also, even David, I know there's a way he did it. So let me come to that. And so this caused me to do some research about lament. And I was just like, you know, what does lament really mean? And is there a way, is there a godly way to lament? So the Oxford Dictionary defines lament as a passionate expression of grief or sorrow or a complaint. You know, the literal sense. In biblical terms, a lament is a prayer expressing sorrow, pain, or confusion. So not too different from the Oxford Dictionary, but of course this is a prayer. And so for the latter, we see it a lot across the Bible, God's word. Over a third of the Psalms are laments. And let me tell you, if you want to cry out to God, Psalms is your book. You know, we have the book of Lamentations, as I said, where we see the author, who is said to be Jeremiah, but we're not too sure, weeps over the destruction of Jerusalem. I won't get into detail of each of these books, but this prompted me to research further, and I came across two articles, one which was on Desiring God website and one which was on the Crossway website. Now, these are two of my favorite Christian websites. And I saw these two articles that talked the basics or elements of lament. And both articles actually, by the way, give the same thing. So these resources, in addition to my study of the book of Job, shifted my worldview on lament and how I should express my sorrow or pain to God. So according to the two sites, there are four elements of lament, which we will look at. Yay, learning time. So element number one, turn to God. Now, this is the beginning of lament when you choose to talk to God about the pain you feel. Psalm chapter 13, verse 1 says, "How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me?" It is praying through hardship. Let's look at Psalm 77, verse 1 to 3. "I cry aloud to God, and he will hear me. In the day of my trouble, I seek the Lord. In the night, my hand is stretched out without wearing. My soul refuses to be comforted. When I remember God, I moan. When I meditate, my spirit faints." Now, this prayer of lament invites us to keep crying out to God in prayer. So the beginning of lament is turning to God, not to things, not to others, to God first. All right. Now, the second element is bringing your complaint or complaining. And at first, I remember seeing this and I was like, yeah. So I was legit complaining. And so this was right, you know. And so I was like, hold up. You know, was I really wrong? No, I must have been right. But I like how the author of the Desiring God article put it. More than a sinful rehearsing of our anger, biblical lament humbly and honestly identifies the pain, questions, and frustrations raging in our souls. Please note the word humbly and honestly, because some of us, let me speak for myself, I was complaining with a lot of pride, you know. And so let's use Psalm chapter 13, verse 2 as a reference. "How long must I take counsel in my soul and have sorrow in my heart all the day? How long shall my enemy be exalted over me?" Now, this is a point when we are candid with God about the pain or grief we feel. He invites us to do so because he is our Father and he's our friend. And I absolutely love how the Crossway author put it, and he put it this way. Biblical complaining is not venting your sinful anger. It's merely telling God about your struggles. And the more honest we can be, the sooner we are able to move to the next element. So it's not just about, you know, bringing out your anger, your sinful anger to God and saying, dude, you know, this is just like, God, I'm struggling here and I need your help. And that's the element, the next element, which is asking boldly for help. Now, this is a point where we step out in faith and we ask for God's help. Like, it's a yearning for deliverance, even when the answer is delayed. It's the time to trust in his promises, even when we don't see a change. And we see this in Psalm 13, 3 and 4. "Consider and answer me, O Lord my God. Lift up my eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death. Lest my enemies say, I have prevailed over him. Lest my foes rejoice because I am shaken." Now we go to the fourth element and the final one, which is choose to trust. Now this is the destination of our laments. And it's a moment where we renew our commitment to trust in God, even as we navigate the struggles or the hardship. And we see this in Psalm 13, verses 5 and 6. "But I have trusted in your steadfast love. My heart shall rejoice in your salvation. I will sing to the Lord because he has dealt bountifully with me." The author in the Crossway article says, Lament helps us through suffering by directing our hearts to make the choice often daily to trust in God's purposes hidden behind the pain. In this way, a lament is one of the most theologically informed practices of the Christian life. You know, what a mic drop moment. Now, just to recap, the four elements of lament are turn to God, complain, ask, and trust. Now, I realized when I read this that most of my laments have ended up in complain or ask, like apo stage 2 na 3. Hardly would I reach the trust part. And in my case, it's taken me more than a year to reach the destination of lament. I say more than a year because my lament began in April last year. I know for some, it may take even more, decades even, to reach that destination. But my hope and prayer for you is that you trust God even when the prayer hasn't been answered. It's a difficult, trust me, I know, it's a difficult thing to do as our sin separates us from Him. But it is very possible. I used to think fully trusting God was the hardest thing ever. And like, you know, those things that are like super impossible to do. But now I can confidently say that I am fully dependent on Him. It had to take a lot of pain. It had to take a lot of pruning. It had to take a lot of serious character development, which He is still doing. But I'm glad that I can say I trust God. Now, my situation hasn't changed yet, but my heart has. And I think that's what He really wants to do. He really wants to work on our heart. So will you open your heart today to receive from God? It's not easy, but trust me, He will help you through the power of His Holy Spirit. Did you like this episode and feel inspired to share your story? If you'd like to get featured on the podcast, fill in the Google form in the show notes below and I'll contact you. You can also follow me on social media at Overcome Today and send a DM or email me overcometodaypodcast@gmail.com. That's it for this week, folks. Please do share this episode with a friend so that they can be encouraged, so that they can be inspired, and also that they can be empowered to know what biblical lament looks like. And until next week, bless. Thank you for listening to the Overcome Today podcast. Want to support the podcast? Leave a review or a rating on whatever platform you're listening to this on. Also, I'd love to hear from you. If you're on Instagram, let me know what your favorite part of the show was by taking a screenshot of the episode you've tuned into and share it on your story. Tag me at Overcome Today and let me know what your takeaway from today's show was. Remember, you are more than a conqueror through Him who loved you.